Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fellowship Podcast, a podcast created for but not limited to the people of North Shuswap Christian Fellowship. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you. The other night I was explaining to our kids what the word Christmas actually means. It's a combination of Christ and Mass. Mass isn't really a word that we use too much anymore, aside from referring to the size of something, like scientifically, the mass of a star or something like that. Unless you have, of course, a Catholic background where you attended Mass. Of course, Mass is just a large body of persons in a group. So Christmas is a large body of persons in a group focusing on Christ. It is the Mass of Christ, Christmas. Now, it's no secret, of course, that the Mass part of Christmas will not be as plentiful as it has been in the past. Things like big Christmas parties and banquets and get-togethers are events which will hopefully we'll get back to in years to come. But for now, the Mass of Christmas will be in short supply. However, the Christ of Christmas will never, ever be in short supply. Other people, of course, are incredibly important to celebrating any event. This is because the Mass acts as almost like an amplifier to the reason for celebration. And that is the reason why only one person singing Happy Birthday is so incredibly awkward. Because one voice on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, amplifies a unified message louder and louder. To hear Happy Birthday by itself is just awkward sounding, because it doesn't really sound like a celebration. While the message of Christmas might not be amplified by Mass, the Christ of Christmas remains the same. The arrival of God, who created all things and who sustains all things to the earth in order to redeem, to restore, and to renew. And we can see that excitement in this message that the heavenly host, and host is another word for Mass, displayed in Luke 2:13, where they say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Every once in a while, I hear that 90s song, I think it's 94 or 95, One of Us, with a chorus that begins by asking the question, "What if God was one of us?" And every time I hear that question asked, or I guess sung, it takes everything in me not to say out loud, if someone's there or not, that that's who Jesus is. You know, Jesus is the answer to that question, what if God was one of us? Well, God was one of us, and that's Jesus. And the Christ of Christmas, who stepped down into the world he created in order to make forgiveness possible for a rebellious sinner like me, and to give eternal life, that Christ is never in short supply, because he didn't just live 2,000 years ago, but is alive, right? The resurrection. He is alive for those who have drawn near to him and who have put their hope in him. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost," not just a little bit, "he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." He doesn't just sometimes, but always lives to make intercession for those of us who have drawn near to God through Jesus, and he's able to save to the uttermost. So as we remember the coming of Christ in the Christ Mass, we recognize that even though the Mass is moderated, the message is still marvelous. Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year as well. Blessings in Christ.